And good evening and welcome to another exciting edition of Kearney Live. I'm Jim Dickerson along with Lynn Broughton and Stacy Bratcher, and a large unidentified hum in the background, which I can only assume is coming from Brian because he is glowing because it's his birthday.
Nope, that's not me humming.
It's not you humming?
No.
No,
it's kind of gone.
Interesting. So it went away.
Yeah, good. It's gone.
Well, nope, it's back.
There it is.
So we'll just keep going like nothing's happening. But I'll let Brian worry about that because that's his problem. In news, I'm supposed to talk to you about the news, but I'm proud to report there is none. There's nothing really unusual, bad, or anything going on. I can tell you, I mean, everybody knows the Chiefs won, which was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Brian's losing his mind. He's staring around. He looks confused. He's telling me to just keep going. But we don't know what that little vibration is. But I digress. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks.
I notice when you talk, it doesn't vibrate or hum.
That's weird. I don't know why that is.
It's probably me.
We agree.
Agree to disagree. So I don't have any news. Do you have anything, Leonard? Very good. How about you, Stacy? Nope, nothing.
No,
all right.
No,
wow.
Nothing here.
Ooh, we're dying.
Nice quiet day.
So it's not really
here, talk about this.
How about the weather?
Can you see? I don't know. Can you see this?
No.
Police canine retires from Kearney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that story?
Canine Joran?
Joran.
Joran.
Yeah.
Canine Joran.
And Joran, that story's on the 102.7 website.
Retiring.
And he did retire. And I can't remember, and I cannot see that text from here in the monitor, but what was the reason for the retirement?
It was a medical
retirement.
He had
a back surgery.
That's right. I do remember that.
Huh.
Well, that's...
So after many years of distinguished service,
thank you for service.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for your service, and that's depressing. Glad we could start off on something. You know what? Let's just get right into it.
Okay.
You want to talk about something that's depressing?
Oh, no.
Did you know there is a new disease we have to be worried about? It is called Disease X, and it is 10 times, no, I'm sorry, it is 20 times worse than COVID.
Really?
So we got that to look forward to.
Okay.
More good news coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
And welcome back to Kearney Live. We have a crisis. We knew it was coming. It is now time for Disease X. Now, if you've not heard about this, it is in the headlines, and it could be 20 times more deadly than coronavirus ever was. It could kill millions of people, and it could literally end life on this planet as we know it. Take a look at these headlines. Look at this right here. Disease X mystery illness could kill millions. The new pandemic. These are all the headlines that have started coming out. That next one you see, that's on the BBC. What is Disease X? Why are we all going to die? Now, here's the problem. These news outlets were running these headlines for literally days and a couple of weeks until everybody started to realize it's not a real virus. Disease X is the name given by scientists at the World Health Organization to an unknown pathogen that could emerge in the future and cause a serious pandemic. Now, if you guys remember when COVID hit, that is what the World Health Organization and the CDC, they are supposed to be prepared for that event. They both failed miserably. I mean, you couldn't do worse. And that's why a lot of people say, why do we even have this going on? But everybody was caught off guard because the media jumped on with this disease X like we were going to die. Listen to what Joe Pag said in his podcast.
Have you heard all this news about disease X? Do you know what disease X is? It's nothing. There is no disease X. It's literally the WHO, the World Health Organization, making a plan or wanting to make a plan to control a response to a disease that hasn't happened. Here's the headline from The Blaze. WHO director calls for worldwide pandemic treaty to prepare for ominous disease X. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say, well, when this happens, and it's going to happen eventually, although it doesn't exist yet, we want to take the lead. So in planning for a new one that doesn't exist yet, disease X is not a thing. Some of you think it's a thing. It's not. In planning for the next one, they think they should take the lead. I'm here to tell you, you should be prepared. I am.
So he said exactly what I was saying before I even saw that. That came to me last night, but Why do we insist on trying to scare everybody and putting this stuff out here? Because if you saw the headline and you didn't dive down, and when you read the story, it wasn't in the first paragraph. You had to get down seven or eight paragraphs in to find out this isn't even real. It hadn't even happened yet. And the WHO and the CDC blew COVID, and now they're just trying to scare the crap out of everybody with disease X. So why? Why do we do this? Anybody?
Well, because of what we just came through, right? And a lot of people lost a lot of respect for the WHO, the World Health Organization, I believe. And I think, I actually think the United States has given them rights through Joe Biden, your president, that they can control if another pandemic happens, that they can control what, how you're going to handle that pandemic and what you're going to do in your country. And I think other countries have also, but there's some countries that have pulled away. Because if you heard one of the candidates, Mr. Trump, said he will not finance the World Health Organization if getting back into office because they want total control. So they're trying to prepare your mind that something is coming that's not even there.
Well,
They want control.
The thing of it is there are literally people walking around right now who think disease X is real. DEFCON 5 or DEFCON 1, we're going down. It's over.
So I'm trying to understand where the story originated from, because usually a story comes from a press release that is given out by the originating storyteller.
Well, that's what Joe Pag was showing. The World Health Organization came out and said, be prepared for this, and we want to be the lead to help each country deal with this next pandemic if and when it happens. They act like it is going to happen. It's not here now. So they started it.
Okay, so the WHO
Stacey brings up
put
out
a press release, and the media took it, and they took the bits and pieces from it they wanted to
it's
and created
editorial,
a story.
Right?
And they did that. That's why it isn't just the WHO. They did this on purpose, trying to get people to the clicks. You're trying to get clicks, right? That's what the whole world rotates on now. Got to get the clicks. Got to get people to click into your story. So they put this out there, and this is where I'm saying this is why no one trusts the media. This is why no one trusts the CDC, because you do stuff like this, and they all did it. I'm not saying they worked in concert together, but they did it together. They put out a crap story. They put out a fake disease. I understand, you know, having contingencies. What if this? What if that? What if that? But don't put out a story as if it's real.
Right.
Because then the media And as you saw on, and those are just a couple of the graphics, all these different stations grabbed it and ran with it. Mm-hmm. And when I say all, Fox had it, NBC had it, MSNBC, mm-hmm. BBC, they all had it. So they all ran with it, and all it did was start a panic over something that truly does not exist.
And so what that tells me is no one's fact-finding anymore. They're just running with things to, like you said, get the clicks. And if we're not going to fact-find anything anymore, then why should I trust you and pay attention to you?
Well, what makes it worse is, to a degree, they did fact-find, because if you read the article, way down at the bottom, it tells you it's not real.
It's not
which
real.
Tells you they knew it was not real,
right.
Yet they put these articles out there to freak people out, knowing the majority of people only read the headlines in about a paragraph.
But does this make this more acceptable? Because
Nothing makes it acceptable.
Right. I get you, but they're going to say we were not prepared for COVID. So
right.
let's
this
make
is
sure
us trying to be.
What I'm, that,
we're showing you that
what
we're
I'm saying?
Prepared.
Okay,
yeah.
Whose fault is it that we weren't? Prepared? You had one job.
Exactly.
You had one job.
To report, right?
Yeah. Well, so CDC and the WHO.
Yes.
Their whole lot in life is to prevent things from getting out
Correct.
Of hand, like COVID did.
Correct.
It's like a Bills kicker. What was his job?
Kick it through them uprights.
And what happened?
Wide right.
Right.
Again.
Oh.
Well,
so the WHO and the CDC.
But there again. So
wide right.
But does it make it look like you can trust us? We're jumping ahead. For if this next pandemic that happens, we're going to be ready. And we want to be in charge to make sure everyone does things the same way. Because that's what the WHO during Corona didn't like, because everyone was doing their own thing. They only had control of so many countries.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But so if you want to be in control and take any business operation or anything else, if you want to be in control, who generally has the most success at being in control? It's the person or people who have success in whatever they're dealing with. Then people will follow you because mm-hmm. they're like, they knew what they were doing.
Right.
Right now, how many people, 6 feet, do you think are going to follow the WHO or CDC? 6 feet?
Well, that's,
that little,
but that's
that
the
little nugget of
but
joy?
But that's the problem with it. It's all coming out that a lot of that stuff was not true, like the 6 foot thing. When Mr. Fauci stood in front of the Congress, he said, I don't know where that came from.
Right.
He would not. He goes, that just kind of started happening, and we ran with it.
And we
so
put
no
stickers.
One said that.
We
that's
put,
a true statement.
Yeah,
that they,
we
they,
put stickers on the floor.
It was something
oh
that
my
was.
Gosh.
Remember the one way in the grocery aisle.
I remember yeah. someone yelling at me, thinking I wasn't 6 foot. They said I was too close.
I got yeah. yelled at for walking the wrong
on.
Way up the aisle in a grocery store.
Right,
because we all know that COVID goes that way in aisle one and this way in aisle two. You get into
right.
the chip aisle. It can only go that way.
Right, right.
So we've already started to do it. The other problem is
it's the fear.
This
man.
Is where this is
absolutely.
Where I think
absolutely fear mongering.
This is where you lose credibility too. When you are wrong, admit I was wrong. I made a mistake.
Ooh, that's hard
if
to
you do.
Do
that. But if you do that, people will listen to you. But it's like we forge on. We're like, well, 6 feet probably should have been 8.
Right.
You know,
right.
If they just march on like as if nothing
and
happened.
That was a joke, because I think we live in a world where people have trouble saying when they're wrong. And especially on TV, they won't come out and say, well, I was wrong.
Right.
You know, I just think that's something we don't do these days. You know, we just deal with it. We hope it goes away. And usually it doesn't go away. As you can see, things are starting to come back up from the first pandemic.
So
That virus was real, right? It just, I don't think
Where did it come from?
Can I say that on the air?
Okay. But that's,
my thoughts.
Was it a bat or a lab?
But that's further to my point. Because nobody right. wants to talk about it, because it may not fit what we want everybody. You know what?
Because they'll bleep me out.
If it came from a lab, here's where we get canceled. If it came from a lab.
Right, exactly.
Canceled a long time
say it came
ago.
From a lab. And you know who made the biggest statement about that I thought was hilarious? Was it John Stewart?
John Stewart.
Is that his name? The one
yes.
who said, yeah.
Yes.
He goes, they called it the Wuhan virus. in the Wuhan, it came, it's in the name.
Right.
So.
Right. They were doing the testing there.
Yeah. So I guess my thing is when you're dealing with something like a virus or that's killing people, tell the truth.
Right.
Let's figure out the truth. Let's not go down this path of, you know, and joy and bliss and all
and
that.
Stacey right. hit it. Please, facts, research, right. do those things on your own. Don't go out there and accept what the news is saying.
Well, and doesn't research. All of this make you wonder about all of the past
yes.
viruses and diseases that
yes.
that have they've come and gone?
Right.
I mean, some of they're still lingering, but they're not near as like HIV.
The flu's
in the
back.
80s, that was huge. You didn't touch anybody. You didn't eat off their utensils. It was horrible. And now we know. Take some medicine. You can share each other's utensils. It's no big deal.
You know what the other thing with the HIV thing was? It came from monkeys.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, how? No one would say, how did it get from the monkey to the people?
Right.
And nobody talk about that. Nope. I'm like, I just want to know. Just tell me.
But the flu's back.
Well,
it went away for a couple of years, but now it's back.
Yeah.
That's
sure it did go away during, kind of.
It's back, though. And it's interesting because I went for my yearly checkup the other day, and they, for the first time in about 3 years, they said, do you want a flu shot? And I was like, oh, that's a thing now? are we back to that? All of that. And
please don't live in fear.
Well, right. To your point, Stacey, though, it's not just viruses. It's everything. And I'm going to admit, I was wrong.
Wow.
Oh.
You?
Wait a minute.
You've heard the people who say question everything.
Yes.
Don't, when I was younger, the people were like, oh, you should question authority, question this, that, and the other. And I was like, just hush it and let's just move on.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of like, yeesh, may have been right on that one. Maybe I should ask a couple more questions. So it makes me wonder, like, everything that's going on, who does certain things? Who owns things? I mean,
right? Yeah.
Like farmland?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Did you know that states are really starting to crack down on foreign-owned farmland?
And the question is why?
Exactly. We'll discuss it next on Carney Live.
Headache, the throbbing in your temples, the pounding in your forehead, extreme sensitivity to light and sound, your neck feels so tight it could snap off. Oh, the debilitating pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738. Or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
More reliable power means more of what you love. You expect your lights and appliances to turn on at the flip of a switch, and so does Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. That's why Platte Clay is working hard to make power more reliable in the Northland. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about their plan to reduce outages across the Northland, visit www.pcec.coop/reliability. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company. Banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. As foreigners buy up American agriculture land, some states are trying to keep certain countries out. Watch this news report from KY3 in Springfield.
The state has around 150 different facilities that fall under this executive order. Governor Parson said it's likely to be a placeholder for more possible restrictions from the General Assembly.
This is an executive order, and I am limited to somewhat what I can do. We'll see what the General Assembly does. This has been in the General Assembly for some time.
Aside from restricting the sale of any farmland that's near a military base to adversaries, the order gives the Department of Agriculture final say on any sale of agriculture land to a foreign entity. There was already an existing rule capping foreign ownership at 1% of the state's total farmland. But as of now,
is there any land already like this that's foreignly owned?
Not that we are aware of. We do not believe that's the case.
Parson was quick to distinguish between the six foreign adversaries, China, Cuba, Iran, Russia, North Korea, and Venezuela, and foreign trade allies, which bring in billions of dollars and support tens of thousands of Missouri jobs.
These nations pose no threat. These nations are our allies. Common sense decisions and a balanced approach must be taken into consideration.
So nearly half of the states have restrictions on the books, some of them dating back to the 1700s. Foreigners held an interest in about 40 million acres of U.S. agricultural land at the end of 2021, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Canadian investors own the largest share of that acreage, followed by some investors from the United Kingdom and Europe. Foreign ownership represents only about 3.1% of all privately held U.S. agriculture land, but the number is quickly rising. Foreign ownership has increased more than 50% in the past decade. And we know from several news reports that there are China-based and Russian-based companies actively trying to purchase land both in the Kansas City area, both Kansas and Missouri. So I was curious, gentlemen, what you all thought about this. Do you think it's a problem, and should it be addressed as Governor Parson did?
I think it's a problem, and I think it's interesting it's taken this long to address it, because I've heard about this problem many years ago, that when you think of Oklahoma and those places that have ranches and raising that steer, the cows, and for our meat, they've been bought a lot by Chinese-based companies. And because of the way they want to get their hands in that market where they can feed their own, plus charge us more to get our products. So I think this is funny, because I've heard of Iowa, Oklahoma, all those states that have the farming where they do the corn, the wheat, and all that. And it's taking our farmers, and they're selling off because they can't survive because of their costs have been risen. So it's easier for them just to sell, because there's many times I've driven down. I went to Texas and I went through Oklahoma. You see all these lands, farms for sale.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It really is. Mm-hmm. I wish the states would jump in a little bit sooner, but it's good that we're doing something now. Will it be enough? I don't know.
Well, actually, Missouri did have a law like this a few years back, and then for some reason it was relaxed in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, and so now we're going back to decreasing the availability. So, Jim, any thoughts?
Yeah, I was trying to look up. There was something where John Kerry said that we needed to slash at agriculture. It was a weird thing, but I was trying to tie that in and I failed miserably. But that said, there are a lot of things that are going on across the board. Farming is one of them. where I think we as a populace did not really realize all this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hear about, right. you know, it, that one thing that's been going on since the beginning of time, well, pretty much the beginning of time, is you get the, what do you call it, the gentleman's club or the old boys club mm-hmm. or whatever. When you deal with one of those clubs, one of those groups, they do not like to be broken into.
Right.
They don't like outsiders True. In it. And we have so many things that have been going on, and they've been building over the years, and we're talking since late 1800s, 1900s. Now, some of this stuff is just literally out of control, and I think people are starting to realize, finally, and as much as we bash social media and Facebook and X and Twitter, it's X
Instagram and all
Truth
that.
And Instagram, there is a certain amount of knowledge that can be gained about what's
yes.
going on because the media can't control that information that's going out, or just in a matter of does anybody, I mean, because like the mm-hmm. local news is not going to talk about this. It's too long, too complex. And you couldn't go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and look it up, or nobody would. But now I think a lot of this stuff is starting to come to everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not just this. It's all the,
right.
We have foreign interests not only in our farming, in our schools,
mm-hmm.
our academia.
Oh, absolutely.
Our high mm-hmm. level,
yes.
Harvard, Yale, all those places where everybody's going, mm-hmm. whoa, wait a minute. The one thing that's interesting to me, and this is just, it's bound to happen. All this seems to be coming to a head all at the same time.
Yeah,
it's like everybody's
true.
Going,
wait a minute.
Which is making them look at this, which is making mm-hmm. them look at that. So,
do you think, can I ask this question? Do you think with the election coming up, could that be why a lot of this is starting to be really looked at? And because, okay, let's say we have a change of president. And we know where Trump stands because he was, I'm just saying Trump. He was already there as president. Say he did get reelected. Are all these states trying to get in line because they know he will help with causes like this?
Hmm.
Does that make sense or no?
I don't think it's, so this is like anything else. I don't think it's any one thing. And I think all of this is coming together at the same time, whether it be luck or whatever
no matter
else.
What.
So, and you take all the different things that, so let's use immigration as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration has gotten to the point, and you have to go back to the history of how this came about, but it's gotten to the point where now all of a sudden, remember immigration used to be a concern for Texas?
Right.
Maybe a little Arizona down there?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, because of the way that the governors bus people around.
We're shutting down schools.
Well, now all of a sudden it's a nationwide problem
yes.
and
right.
everybody is awake
yes.
to it. And so I saw a thing this morning where even Boston Logan Airport is just inundated with homeless people. I'm sorry, homeless immigrants. We don't have anywhere to put them. The thing of it is I've said this before, it's out of sight, out of mind. If you don't know about it, it doesn't affect you. You really don't care. And it's kind of like anything. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's so sad. 10 minutes later, you're off to something else and you don't
yeah.
care. But now, all of this is starting to kind of hit home, and everything is connected to something else. And so when
mm-hmm.
we talk about immigration, but we also talk about inflation, and we talk about gas prices, and we talk about trying to switch over to electric, and that's not working, and who's funding this, and who's
mm-hmm.
making money on
and what
that?
What virus is next?
The next virus. Well, who makes
right.
money on the virus? These pharmaceutical companies
yes.
are making hand over fist.
And who are they owned by?
And you want to see my wife lose her ever-loving mind? It's all these commercials that come on, you know, promoting all these different drugs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to tell you the rant she had, but it was colossal. And it was epic. And it was worth every second of it. We'll talk about it in the break. But anyway, all that stuff's starting to... All of this stuff, to me, seems to be coming together all at once. And I think there's a combination. I think what you're talking about with the... Everybody's starting to realize, wait. And it's also starting to... What do they say? The hens are coming home to roost? Is that the saying?
Yes.
Interesting.
I didn't want to pull a George Bush. Fool me once, shame on me. but... So all of a sudden, it's all coming together, and it's starting to affect everybody, and I think more and more people are like, okay, hold the phone. Hold the phone just a
They're
second.
They're waking
here.
Up, yeah. Paying attention.
Because now it's starting to affect me, and yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, and I just say, you were saying like X and Instagram. I'm thankful for those places now because sometimes I look at it and there's some things I'm like, I already saw that. That's not true. But it's thankful that I can see certain things that I'm not seeing on your local or national news, right? Because
right.
they're telling you what they want you to hear, and they're keeping some of these things out, right?
So, but the thing of it is, too, even with X and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or I keep saying
all
Twitter.
Truth, yeah.
Research.
Yes.
Go. Don't look at a picture and a story and just automatically assume
research.
That it's true.
Right.
Go research right. it because I think... So I saw the disease X on, I think, X first. Then it started popping up on Facebook. Then, and this was all within a four-hour span, I saw it on all these news pages as if it were real. And for a moment, I was like, and here we go. It's over. We're dead. We're dead. We're gone.
Well, the thing was, and something people probably don't want to hear or talk about, when you start talking about this subject, I knew a couple years ago because I saw pictures of like a Chinese diplomat mm-hmm. with the governor taking pictures. Someone found all these pictures and started sharing. And then I was kind of like, oh, this is interesting. The guy from Oklahoma, right? I thought he was Republican. Well, is he getting money put in his pocket because we're going to come in and buy land in your state? Does that make sense?
And, yeah,
I mean, we don't want to hear that, but that stuff is happening. I mean,
right.
we've got, and everyone wants to question, you know, let's just say Barack Obama. When you go in there, you're only supposed to make $200,000. Well, he's worth $50 million now, or what? That may be more than that. But I'm saying any president.
Right.
You know, they end up walking out of the White House and they're millionaires because there's all these side deals and different things that happen. Even your governors, there's things that happen, you know, where we're going to come do this.
Well,
please kind of go like this.
It's not just
I'm just saying anybody.
Look at
governors,
the senators,
anybody. Right.
Look at
anybody.
The senators,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I was laughing because I just thought about that because the Iowa was supposed to be a very Republican state and she was taking pictures with these diplomats from other countries. Then all of a sudden I see articles of, well, this farm has been sold off to this Chinese company. This farm has been sold off. It's just interesting to watch the patterns. But that's the thing. You really got to watch the patterns, what you said. You got to click on it, research it, and then research more.
And
a lot of
problem.
People don't want to do that.
So how many years has this taken to put together? Which means how many years does it take to take it apart?
Exactly.
To dismantle it, to get it back.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's a problem.
Yes, it is.
So it's almost like things are rigged.
Absolutely.
I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be rigging our institutions.
You know what? We watched some football this weekend, right?
Are you all broken up over there?
I watched some football. We watched some football this weekend. Does the NFL use a script? And is it rigged? We'll talk about that next on Carney Live.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
You may have noticed your shoulder hurting or maybe a kink in your neck. The culprit may be looking right at you. Your phone. Think about how you use it. Does that pain feel familiar to you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738, or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Electric cooperatives are different. We have a sense of pride in our local community and support the people who live here. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative supports local schools, takes an active role in economic development, and works hard to keep costs down for its members. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about how Platte Clay Electric Cooperative is working to achieve that mission, visit www.pcec.coop. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Throwing a temper tantrum.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. That was not me. Earlier this season, a former Houston Texan, he's a really good running back, Adrian Foster, claimed, they say he was jokingly, but I don't think he was joking, that the NFL is scripted. Either way, the claims started some funny responses by players past and present. First, listen to Mr. Foster in this podcast interview.
Aaron, it's funny, before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, it was like week one, you'll do this. Week two, you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four, you're going to get three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We really dedicated to it. So it was more so like that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on and this is what we have to do in order to,
And this referee is going to miss this call because they hate you and they love the Colts, that sort of thing.
WWF, so it's like, you know, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Yeah.
What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
Around there.
That was 2015. And oddly enough, the script writers, it didn't have anything to do with that, actually. It just had more so to do with they needed a change of scenery in Houston.
It was time to go.
Yeah, it was time to go. So they wanted to get everybody out of Houston. That was the ultimate goal. So that was what that was about.
Now, honestly, if you look up Mr. Foster's stats, he rushed for 1,000 yards. He was a phenomenal running back when he was with the Houston Texans. But the NFL, to its credit, has done a good job poking fun at the notion it is scripted. The league even released an awesome commercial this is the beginning of the season, where the sport's best players, including your own Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, got together for a secret meeting where they put together the script for the upcoming 2023 season. Watch this from the NFL.
Let's go, Papa, let's go. All right, everyone. Last season was a smash. Ratings gold, but this year's script has to top it. So welcome to the table read for the 104th season of the NFL. Let's get to work. Yes, Jalen.
I thought this was the dress rehearsal.
Oh, sorry.
Week one, fourth quarter, 3:02 left. Jamar leaps up and makes a no-handed catch.
No hands? How?
I don't need hands. I'll just catch it with my abs.
We can call it the abracagrabra. Might as well send the ball to Canton now.
What if we wrote the Mahomes character out of the script entirely?
Yes.
Wrote him over?
Guys, not cool. Who said that?
She did.
You're an actor, Patrick. Act like one.
Boring.
What if we played shirts versus skins?
I like it, Kirko.
What if we replace my legs with actual wheels?
I love it.
What if Derrick Henry stiff arms a guy into another?
It'd be possible for us to get to page two.
So you can see the beginning of the season, the NFL took the time to make that video and include their stars to put in there to see what's happening. But there was a picture I shared with Brian and I shared with Stacy and Jim of the last couple years of the Super Bowl logos. And do you have that? There it is. If you look at that, what they're saying is each logo of the last 2 years, the lesser color of the, like the Rams, is you can see the one is lesser color yellow. They won the Super Bowl. And then last year, of course, your Kansas City Chiefs. One, as you can see, there's not much red. And then this year, that logo was created at the beginning of the season, before the season even started. As you can say, and we'll see if it happens Sunday, they're saying San Francisco is going to play Baltimore. And by their coloring code, the San Francisco 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl.
So they're saying that the colors of the Super Bowl logo
is the two teams that are going to play.
Who the teams are that, like, and who's going to win.
And it's been rigged. And I know a lot of people like to complain about the officiating and what's going on. But here's another little tidbit before I go to the question. The NFL is also partnering with three betting companies.
Yes.
Right? So there's three companies, Caesars, FanDuel.
Yeah, now we have commercials about betting
whatever
during
the last one.
Is it MGM?
Games.
MGM
is one of them.
There's three that they're, and now they're allowing them to bet at the facilities so they can place bets at the game. So
see,
the NFL
Pete Rose, y'all need to let Pete Rose.
But I'm saying the NFL knows kind of where people are spending their money. So could they make the outcomes different? So my question is...
Hang on. Just go back to the image of the Super Bowl.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, so in reality, as gripping as this is for you conspiracy theorists...
It's fun.
The color on the top one where it's the Bengals, that red could just as easily be the Chiefs. The yellow... The yellow at the bottom that could be any other team. I can't think of one. Look at this.
Because there's only one yellow.
There's another yellow out there. The Packers have yellow.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so that could be Green Bay. If you go to the second one down, that
line... So someone's really bored.
We were talking about this. Yeah, that color actually doesn't look like the Philadelphia to me. That looks more like Miami.
Right, I agree with that.
And the purple over on the right could very easily be Baltimore, where it's the Chiefs. And then going down here, we'll see. Honestly, so what's your question?
So I want to know what your guys' thinking are about, could it be scripted somewhat, and could it be rigged? There's two separate questions, but do you think the NFL could be rigged? Because people complain about officiating, and why don't they do this, why don't they do that? And here's what's so funny. Today I saw on X, the guy that's officiating, which the Chiefs fans are going to like this, the guy that's officiating the Chiefs game, 40-some percent of the time, the home team doesn't win, he officiates. So that's how bad it's gotten. Is they're even looking at the officials saying there's stats of, like, he doesn't go for the home team when he's at that stadium.
Lynn.
Interesting.
I'm just...
Every morning
you can find
wake
stats
up
for everything.
Looking for the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And you just found it.
And Lynn walked in.
I helped you today.
So, first of all, let's... my gosh. Worms everywhere.
Yes, there are.
So, I'm going to just go through this real quick.
Go ahead.
Number one, the NFL is huge. If it were scripted...
A lot of money.
You don't think one guy would pop out and go, man, this is scripted.
Here's my thing. If it was a guy that I'm like, who's that guy?
There are so many guys that are in the league for less than a year or a year.
He's been like longer.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. There would be a multitude of people coming forward. Number two, it is hard to script this stupid show. Imagine trying to script a football game where, you know, you've got guys running all over the place. It just not going to happen. I will say, as far as the betting goes, silence, earth creature.
Silence.
As far as the betting goes, so I was in Vegas not too long. It just amazes me. There's a whole section, and they had, like, during, it was a college game, and naive to me, I didn't realize the degree of betting
all
that goes
on
every single play.
Exactly.
So when a play comes up,
so crazy.
You can sit there and live bet the chances that they'll run a play action, or the chances the pass will go to this guy, or the chances he'll drop it. And it happens so fast. And you can also bet as the game goes on. So let's say the Chiefs were supposed to win, and they were 5-point favorites, and you get to the fourth quarter, and they're down by 14. You can bet live. Remember, you used to have to bet before the game ever started.
Right.
Now you can bet before the fourth quarter, they'll come back.
You're
and
betting
they'll win
all
by,
the
I
time.
I mean, constant betting. There is millions and billions of dollars being made. As far as the officiating, awesome analysis, but stupid in its inception. Because there's not one referee out there. There's a whole slew of them, right?
Yeah, but they all have mics and they all talk to each other.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not saying.
They do. But here's the other thing.
How many of those guys bet on a team that's playing?
They should.
Do we know that? How many players are betting? Pete Rose?
Again,
do we know that?
Okay, Pete
we
Rose
had a fumble happen.
Pete Rose can bet all he wants now. It's over. But as far as so we've talked about
poor
this
Pete
too.
Rose.
The officiating, and we'll let Stacy chime in on the officiating here in a second. But the officiating, I will say this, they make some horrendous mistakes. However, the coverage, the television coverage is so good. And to try, how many times, I'm going to ask you to be honest with yourself. Honest with yourself. Look deep down in your heart and be honest with yourself. How many times have you watched a play and gone, no, that wasn't holding? And then they show it, and you're like, ooh, that was pretty bad.
Absolutely.
Or pass interference, you're like, that was pass interference. And then you see it slowed down. The guy never even touched him, and you're kind of like, oh. Well,
and I just want to talk football.
Now you're the official, and the whole world is watching. I wouldn't want that job. The whole world is watching every move you make. Stacy, what do you think?
Well, this is fun. I don't think it's scripted to the WWF extent.
Like he was saying, right?
Yes.
Right.
But, and I don't even know that it's rigged, but I do have to believe that there is someone making some decisions in the background, because there are just some weird things that happen in some of those games that you're like, what?
Did you watch?
Name two.
It makes
Can I ask
no
you a question?
Sense.
Name two.
Every single one of our receivers drops a ball in one game? Every single receiver who has paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do one thing, catch a ball, and you don't do it?
There you go. There's one or two or three.
Sorry.
Did you watch
I brought that up.
Did
folks.
You watch the Detroit Tampa game?
Yes.
Did you see the end of the game?
Yes.
Did you know Tampa had a timeout when they started kneeling?
Oh, yeah.
That was very interesting to me. I didn't catch that until my boy said, "Hey Dad, they had 2 minutes left. He started kneeling way too quick. If Tampa would have called a timeout with like 40 seconds left, they forced that team to kick a long field goal where that kicker's percentage was like 30-some percent." They could block it.
So
I'm just saying.
And I would agree. And I thought
Bo said he didn't have time.
At the time, I was like, so from a coach's perspective, if you're on the side, all the pressure of that going on, you would think you would catch that. Did he overlook it? You would hope not. There is a chance that he went home and he went, I can't believe I missed that.
Well, he had to talk about it in a news conference. He said he didn't think he could win. And to me, that's not a good thing to say.
Yeah,
when I coached high school ball, that was one thing we always knew. We had timeouts, and the official would come over and say, "You got one timeout left."
And you never
they were
give
good
up.
About that.
I mean, you don't give up until there's three seconds left, and you're done.
So it's an interesting
thing.
That
drives me crazy about football too. Is that they don't? A lot of times, they don't finish the game. All of this kneeling, all of this running, the timeout. Play the freaking game.
They are. That's strategic.
No.
Of
the game.
Yes.
That's telling you we haven't won and that's showing
and
respect.
Oh, my God.
Taking a knee is showing respect.
And you also don't want to risk someone getting hurt.
Right.
You don't
want
to risk a fumble. But what you can talk about is our final thoughts, which are coming up next. And stay with us because it's somebody's birthday.
Stacy got red. That's what I like. Stacy got red.
I already know that's coming.
Play them! Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
And welcome back to Kearney Live. I'm going through my script here for Sunday's game. I just want to make sure I know where to be.
How many points you win by?
Yeah. Len, what do you got for us?
Well, I just want to congratulate two teachers in the Kearney school system. The neat thing is the Kearney Junior High picked the outstanding educators for the second quarter, and that is the eighth grade teacher. He is great, Scott Crawl. And the ninth grade teacher, he's also great, Daniel Robertson. So thank you guys for your hard work and what you do. And as you can see, your students appreciate that.
Excellent. Stacy.
Well, I'm just going to fall back on the good old Visit Kearney mobile app. Because it is really pretty fun, all of the things that are happening in Kearney. There's a lot of places where you can go listen to music. Did you know it's time to sign up for the Spring League Youth Signups? Did you know that there's a winter reading challenge at the library? All of those things you can find on the Visit Kearney mobile app.
Outstanding. Mark that down in things I didn't know. All right. I'm going to start off. I've got two final thoughts. Number one is a plea. It's a plea. I'm not asking for money, but I am asking for your help.
Uh-oh.
I'm not asking you to go out to a local dog shelter and look for animals. I'm asking for your help. When you're on Facebook, please, please, please do not click on this stupid thing. Have you seen this? Everybody all of a sudden is doing this. You type at McKyle and you click highlight. And what it does is it's clickbait. It goes to all your friends on your friends list.
I've not seen that.
Oh, you will.
Oh, my.
Because everybody thinks your page will turn blue and you won't get ads and all this stuff. It is clickbait.
Wow.
It ranks right up there with, have you seen this puppy? And have you seen this guy stealing my catalytic converter? It is scam. Scam, scam. Please don't do it because you're inviting everybody else into your little private scam. The second thing is, the people who always click on that stuff, did you ever notice they're the same people sending out stuff going, don't accept a friend from me, I got hacked. You'd think they'd catch on.
That's why you've been hacked.
That's my safety tip for the day. Secondly, I'd like to say happy birthday to our own Brian.
Yes, happy birthday.
We have a number of gifts here in the studio for him. Now, how we're going to get them back to him over in the booth is beyond me, but there's a bag full of goodies. He can open them up here in a minute. There's a card. We'll tell you how it goes. It's a beautiful thing. Brian, explain to us how gracious you are on your 23rd birthday.
Oh, I am so happy and so thankful to have you guys in the studio and to celebrate my birthday with me.
Yay!
Excellent. So happy birthday to Brian. If you'd like to send Brian a gift in care of the station, he'd be more than happy to accept.
23, huh?
Yeah. 23 years old. Congratulations, Brian. Thank you all for joining us. He's sending me the old, that's enough. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Be sure to join us next week for Kearney Live. It's all the time we have. Go Chiefs!